by Jacob Hopper, who had a big night tonight. Jacob, congratulations. I know this one was a big one for you to get after last Sunday's draw in Tasmania. How big was this week for you?
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, thanks, Tammy. Yeah, it was huge. We obviously let ourselves down last week, and every game is a must win. Every game is a kind of final for us, so it's kind of, we got to bring that intensity and that pressure around the contest and make sure we're doing everything possible to win tough, hard games of footy.
Jacob, Nick Davis, mate, congratulations on your own form tonight. But was that spoken about during the week? And I think sometimes it needs to be. You need to be, acutely aware of what a win and a loss means and your position on the ladder.
Yeah, 100%. It's kind of one of those things where, you can probably catch yourself not really thinking about, but, how close it is and what we've kind of done this year, and we've been a little bit inconsistent at times. We put ourselves in a position where, every game is super important. Every game is a final, and we did let ourselves down less last week, especially that first kind of three quarters. So we wanted to come out and make sure that we started really well and put ourselves in the best position to be in a good position at the end of the game, rather than trying to chase tail and just be super aggressive like we had to be last week.
Jacob, Jared Crouch here, mate. Just that third quarter, I mean, you guys had probably controlled the game for most of the night, and Carlton sort of out of nowhere created that momentum and got three or four goals really quickly. Now, what was set out in the football field and how did you change it, turn it around?
Yeah, it's probably been a bit of a trend of ours throughout the year where we've, been really good and then we've let ourselves down. So it's about just making sure that those kind of lapses and concentration or whatever it is, we kind of minimalise the kind of impact it's having. And, that third quarter, unfortunately, we weren't able to, and they got a bit of a roll on. So, we'll look at that and try and, obviously you can't be in control 100% of the game, but to kind of limit the impact that when you're not as in control is something that we'll look at and see where we can improve.
This is the AFL Nation post-game review for Beaumont Tiles Trade Club and for Hard Yakka. For a new breed of legends, our post-game interview tonight with Jacob Hopper for Rolled Fast Fresh Vietnamese, new dumpling range from Rolled Vietnamese. And you came into this game, your form a loss and a draw in this one tonight. You knew that Carlton were going to be equally desperate. What was spoken about three-quarter time after they did make that charge at you with the way that you were able to respond in that fourth quarter and steady the ship? What did Leon talk about at three-quarter time?
Yeah, just obviously what we weren't doing well, and we probably lost a bit of that hunt around the contest. So first and foremost, you've got to, in any game of footy, that's got to be at the front and make sure you're kind of in the green in that area specifically. And then just defensively, making sure we're sharp enough, taking out their uncontested marks, and then, trying to control the ball ourselves. They're obviously playing a seven, for most of the game, so making sure we were being smart around that and weren't just kind of playing into their hands. But I think it was just getting back to the contest, the pressure around the contest, and making sure that we got back to a kind of premium level going into that last quarter. Because, as you said, it was a must-win.
Jacob, your own form looked pretty complete game from you tonight. 27 disposals, 15 kicks, 12 hand passes, plenty of clearances and a goal. How are you seeing your own form?
Feeling really good. Feeling really good. Obviously, last week, I probably let myself down a bit. Along with the entire group, so you're going to have those weeks in footy, and it's just about looking to keep trying to influence the game as much as possible and continuing to good form and just trying to improve as much as I possibly can each week.
Next week you got Hawthorn here at Giants Day next Sunday, and we saw them trip up the Swans just last week, so what's going to be the focus this week for yourself personally and for your team before that clash with the Hawks?
Yeah, again, making sure we're getting it done in the mid-zone intensity and that contest around the footy and just the high-end pressure game in the finals-like contest.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here on AFL Nation. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next Sunday.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Jacob Hopper from down in the Giants' rooms after their big win over the Blues here tonight by 36 points.